Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that sprang fully formed from the head of Zeus. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Rocky. Hey, Rocky! You knew that was coming, right? Rocky, it's a classic boxing pick. Maybe the classic boxing pick. Who knows? We are going to find out very, very soon. Rocky, I'll tell you, there's like 45 different sequels to this movie. They're still making them, apparently, or they were up until a couple of years ago. Sylvester Stallone could have made an entire movie career and almost did just out of his Rocky movies. But when you look back at the whole course of them and you see the half dozen or however many there really were, one of them stands above all the others, and it is most assuredly not Rocky IV, or Rocky V, or even probably Rocky III. And that is Rocky, the original one. And this is one of those films that, it's a feel-good, yeah, and that's fine. It's escapist in a lot of ways, and sometimes that's what movies are for. And they do it really well. It's the story of Rocky Balboa. If you don't know this, you've been hiding under a rock for a Rocky. You've been hiding under a Rocky for the last 30 years or so. Rocky Balboa, he's a low-level, small-time, nothing fighter working in Philadelphia, getting a fight every couple of weeks or less, more rare than that. And, he's just out there, trying to hustle a couple of bucks and do what he knows that he's good at, which is boxing. The rest of the time he pays his bills, whatever bills he has, and it doesn't look like he has many because he lives in a real dump. But the rest of the time he pays his bills working for a loan shark, just going out there and kind of roughing people up and making sure that they pay their bills. Although even when he does that, he's a lovable guy, because the only time in the entire movie that we see him go and rough somebody up, he's supposed to go break the guy's thumbs, and he doesn't, because he figures that the guy's going to lose his job and he won't be able to pay off his debt. So, even then, he's like a nice guy for a guy who roughs people up on behalf of a loan shark. So, Rocky is likable all the way through. Sylvester Stallone wrote this, and he plays the character, and he obviously wants the character to be a truly likable guy, because then when you get to the end of the movie, which may surprise you if you haven't seen it before, it's not as predictable as you probably think a movie like this is going to be, without giving too much away. I hope. I don't know. You probably know anyway. But when you get to the end of the movie, you just feel really good that Rocky has done what he did, and he's gone on the journey that he went on. He is surrounded in this film by, in my opinion, just a great cast all the way around. You got Talia Shire as Adrian. Yo, Adrian! You know, that whole thing. She's the girl that he's in love with. She is really, really nerdy and quiet and shy and works in a pet store. And he stops by every day and tells her a joke. And he's been wooing her apparently for years, it seems like, and getting nowhere. And finally, he steps up as the movie's going along and finally asks her out. Her brother is Burt Young. That guy's a great actor. I've seen him in a bunch of things, and he's usually enjoyable to watch. You got Burgess Meredith. I mean, come on, Burgess Meredith, the Penguin, for crying out loud. And, of course, he's done a million things in his career and always entertaining. And he plays the head of the gym, and he becomes Rocky's manager when he gets the big fight, which is what the movie is all about. When he gets the shot at the big fight, he becomes Rocky's manager. Burgess Meredith plays a character that is like piss and vinegar. I mean, he is just cranky and old and kind of nuts, and he's just out of his mind. And he's not somebody who I would, you know, I wouldn't have picked Burgess Meredith to play this guy. I mean, Burgess Meredith looks like your kindly grandfather or something, you know, the guy who's going to give you a lollipop, but in a good way, not, you know, get your mind out of the gutter. But Burgess Meredith is great in this. And really everybody is. Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed, he's the bad guy, but he's not really a bad guy in the traditional sense. He's just the opponent in the big fight. And, you know, he's kind of cocky and whatnot, but he's really not an unlikable bad guy. You've just got a film that's just kind of a joy to watch all the way around. And one of the beautiful things that... beautiful? I don't know why I said it that way. Beautiful? One of the beautiful things in this film is Rocky is... the way the character's written is he's a little bit of a goofball, you know. He's this street tough. He's a punk, but he never falls into a cliche where, you know, if somebody was doing this movie now, there wouldn't be much humor in the character, I think. And Stallone really writes the character so that he's funny. I mean, the jokes he tells aren't necessarily funny, but the way he goes through life and the little comments he makes and the little asides that he has and stuff is just a really interesting character to watch. And so I give Stallone, whatever you think of him and you know, the career that he's had, and he's kind of, you know, maybe milked certain roles beyond the point where they've gone dry, but maybe sometimes not lived up to the potential, arguably, that he showed early on. Although he's certainly made a great career out of making money, absolutely, but artistically, this is a really cool character that he came up with, and a surprisingly good movie. Now, when you talk about Rocky, none of the sequels made it to the Academy Awards, really, not as a Best Picture, at least, and that's just the way things are going to be. But I will say that if you're going to watch any of the sequels, for my money, you can watch Rocky 1 and 2 back to back, and they're almost the same film. I don't mean that he remade Rocky 2 and it's the exact same film. I mean, Rocky 2 literally picks up pretty much during the end of Rocky and then gets into its own plot literally minutes or almost seconds after the end of Rocky. So it just picks up, swoops right out of Rocky and goes into Rocky 2 and carries the story to the next logical level. And a lot of sequels, it's just, oh, you know, the characters get warmed over and they've already done their things. I talked about this with The Godfather a little bit. You know, you have this sequel thing where the characters have already gone on their journey and now what do you do with them? In the great thing about Rocky II, just to put in a plug for it, is there's still room left for the characters to go. What happens after the biggest fight of Rocky's career? And that's something that you get to see in Rocky II. So for my money, get both of them if you get the chance. Watch them back to back. The rest of them, yeah, there's varying degrees of quality. I think you can really, if you don't see any of the rest of them, you're not really going to lose any sleep at night. I certainly wouldn't. There are entertaining moments. But for my money, the first two, those are the ones you want to count on. And Rocky, the original, and still the best, is just an absolute joy to watch. It is definitely a buy it. And go out and get it and watch it tonight, right now. Yeah, you probably already got it on DVD anyway, right? I mean, doesn't everybody? Probably. Or has access to it. So, watch it and enjoy. Next week on the show, Annie Hall by Mr. Woodrow Allen. And this is one I haven't seen and I've always kind of wanted to, so it's supposed to be a great film. I have liked Woody Allen films in the past. And, you know, sometimes he gets a little, I don't know, his shtick gets a little old. But at his best, he's definitely worth checking out. So Annie Hall is next week. I will have a review for you in 1 week's time. Until then, I am, as always, your humble servant, Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, yes. A production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Can't get any bigger than that or more important. Until then, see you next week.